Privacy statement. Why do we collect personal information? Libraries ACT only collects personal information necessary to carry out functions in administering government library services, or that is necessary for the enforcement of the law. Libraries ACT takes reasonable steps to explain why personal information is collected, what is done with it, whether any law requires its collection, and the main consequences if information is not provided. Do we permit individuals to deal with this anonymously? Anonymity is impractical for Libraries ACT to provide some access to services and resources. However, where it is possible, Libraries ACT will provide an option to deal with individuals anonymously or with a pseudonym, a made-up name. How do we collect personal information? At all times, Libraries ACT collects the minimum information required to perform our functions effectively. Libraries ACT will only collect information by lawful and fair means. Where Libraries ACT needs to collect personal information from you, we will notify you about who Libraries ACT is and how you can contact Libraries ACT, the reasons or purposes for which Libraries ACT collects the information, how you may be affected if Libraries ACT cannot collect the required information. What personal information do we collect? Libraries ACT collects personal information for various reasons related to library services, including to enable us to confirm that you are who you say you are, confirm eligibility for library membership and assign membership status, provide you with specific services and resources which may be restricted by age, location or other factors, send correspondence, provide, promote or enhance specific services, for example, for library collection development, event publicity, handling complaints, statistical and planning purposes, comply with legislative, contractual and reporting obligations. The personal information collected may include full name, first name and surname, preferred name, date of birth, guardianship or responsible adult information for child members and adults who have a legal guardian or other adult responsible for their account, name of organisational representative, for example, for bookings made on behalf of a group, current residential, postal and or working address, email address, phone number, evidence of residence in the ACT, evidence of employment and or active study in the ACT in person, not remotely, charges owing or paid, computer device IP address, for example, for provision of specific services, demographic data, for example, for provision or planning of specific services, language, for example, for provision or planning of specific services, reading preferences and or usage history, for example, for provision of enhanced services, information that you disclose to us, for example, in correspondence. If the personal information provided is incomplete, access to some services may be limited. When and why do we disclose information to third parties? Libraries ACT will only disclose personal information as outlined in this statement. Libraries ACT will not disclose personal information about a library member's account to anyone, including to a relative of that member, except where they can demonstrate they are the legal guardian for that member. An exception to this is where the responsible adult registered for the membership is not the legal guardian, in which case the only the responsible adult may request information provided they prove their identity or transition of responsibility, for example, a new caseworker. Note, members aged 16 and older are considered adult library members. Libraries ACT may share data on users and usage with other ACT government directorates and library system vendors for supporting library operations and customer experience. For example, where Libraries ACT administers the library management system for a joint use college library, they may provide information about that organisation's members or collections for the purposes of collection development or for data cleanup activities. Libraries ACT will not provide that joint use college library with personal information relating to public library members or collections. Libraries ACT will not disclose personal information to vendors contracted by them unless the appropriate privacy clauses are included in the contract between the territory and the vendor. This is to ensure that contractors and subcontractors do not act in a way that would breach the Information Privacy Act 2014. Libraries ACT may share de-identified data, that is, data excluding names, addresses and any personally identifying information, with third parties, for example, ACT government directorates or library system vendors, for reporting or analytical purposes, or use raw data sets for testing and other purposes. except to lessen or prevent a threat to life, health or safety of an individual or public health and safety, Libraries ACT will only disclose personal information or information about a library member's account or use of the library to authorities such as the police when a formal request is made and a search warrant or court order is provided. The warrant or court order should clearly state what the information is required for and satisfy Libraries ACT that the information is reasonably necessary for enforcement of the criminal law. How do we store and protect personal information? Libraries ACT has implemented security measures to protect against the misuse, loss, unauthorised access or unauthorised disclosure of personal information. These security measures include the storage of paper files based on document classification and computer security measures like a secure network environment. Stored information is archived in accordance with the Territory Records Act 2002, which determines when it is appropriate to retain or dispose of personal information. Libraries ACT stores and manages data in a cloud-based ICT environment within Australia and is required to comply with the relevant data security legislation, the Territory Records Act 2002 and the Information Privacy Act. How can I access personal information held by Libraries ACT? Libraries ACT members can also access their information through their library membership account online using their unique membership details. If you require other information, you can make a request in writing to the library. In some circumstances, you may be asked to make a formal request under the Freedom of Information Act 2016, FOI Act. Can I amend my personal information held by Libraries ACT if I think it is incorrect? You have the right to request that Libraries ACT amends any personal information held about you, and the directorate will comply with your request unless a sound reason exists not to do so. If Libraries ACT does not agree to make your requested changes, you may make a statement about the requested changes, which can be attached to the record of your personal information. Libraries ACT members can also change some of their personal information through their library membership account online, using their unique membership details. How can I make an inquiry or complaint to Libraries ACT about privacy issues? Libraries ACT is a business unit of the Transport Canberra and City Services, TCCS, Directorate. If you believe your personal information has been disclosed inappropriately, you can make a complaint to Libraries ACT. In the first instance, you should contact the specific area or employee of Libraries ACT with whom you have been dealing and ask them to resolve the issue. If you are not satisfied with our response, you may ask for a review by a more senior officer who may refer your complaint to the Transport Canberra and City Services, TCCS, Privacy Officer. If you still believe that your complaint has not been handled appropriately, you can make a complaint to the Office of the Australian Information Commissioner, OAIC. The OAIC will generally expect you to complain to Libraries ACT or TCCS first and will likely refer your complaint to TCCS if you have not done so. Further information and relevant contacts. Please access the TCCS privacy policy online for further information. For more advice on privacy matters in TCCS, please contact the TCCS Privacy Contact Officer. Phone 132281 or 02-6207 5111. Email tccs.legal@act.gov.au. Postal GPO Box 158, Canberra, ACT 2601.